Oh my God.
What?
You actually what?
Took notes. I was like sitting there writing some stuff down. I was like, all right, I mean, it's happening. So there's so many things to pull from. Where do we even start?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost at this point, but it's so much that it's like, well, if we don't start, we're going to get behind real quick.
Simply Vibing with Christy Chanel and Phoebe James.
Gonna be that kind of night.
Let's go.
Okay, so what I know,
I don't know.
Why is that so easy to understand that I'm just completely like, ugh.
Every day is just like another shock and awe campaign, I guess. I don't know. Uh-huh. I was about to call it another shit show. That's what it really is every day, but, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a protest today at all the capitals in 50 states.
Okay.
I think there is.
Okay. I know that they had one this weekend in Dallas. I think it was Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some people were protesting about deportations and, you know, all that, trying to blocked out from happening here in Texas.
Okay. And it sounded like it went off without a hitch because I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. I mean, there was a decent turnout. I mean, for it to be one of the first ones and not hardly anyone heard of it. Because you didn't hear of it. Mm-mm. I barely did from my sister. But I did see it on the news, actually. So it made a little bit of headway.
That is a good segue into one of my topics.
Oh, what you got? Okay.
You had mentioned you saw it on the news, which would mean what station did you see it on?
I hate to say it was probably Fox because the only local news I watch is Fox News.
What?
But it's a local. It's not the big Fox national.
Okay.
It's not, you know, but it is. It's a Fox News local station. And I like it not be there. I will say their views really don't seem that skewed. They pretty much seem like
whatever
normal news.
Yeah.
I really like that weather guy there, and I like the host, so I've gotten used to it. That's what I watch every morning before, like while we're getting ready for work. That's the only actual like mainstream news I pick up, is that Fox in the morning for maybe 35 minutes while we're getting ready. It usually results in my husband ranting even before he leaves for the day, but hey.
Well,
it's fun.
Yeah, no, the local's different than the actual Fox News
Fox
channel.
And Friends and all that. Yeah,
that I have been watching it, though. But that's not what I was going to say.
It's good to hear, though, you know.
Yeah. There are some good alternative media sources if you want an unbiased opinion. So I was going to pull that up for everyone. Where's it at? We've got AP, Associated Press, PBS NewsHour, Democracy Now!, ProPublica, the BBC, Rutgers, and Courier Newsroom. So those are some, you know, right in the middle, tell you the news. They're not going to side one way or the other, which is really what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
But I know that... I don't know exactly who's suing them. I guess Trump is coming after PBS. I know that. And NPR. Yeah.
I know he wants to like defund them, right? He doesn't want to fund the government to fund them. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going after them now because he's saying that they're not allowed to have commercials, and they did. And they're saying that's a lie. That's not what's happening. Yeah.
Wow. I hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I mean, it's sad, and it's not shocking because we know he's going to be one that wants to go after journalists. We've talked about that, especially unbiased journalists, independent.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it makes me very nervous because podcasters are on the table. Anybody that opposes him is on the table, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Not that we're famous or anything, but... where does he draw the line?
That's the thing. You don't know.
Right. What if we pick up 100,000 followers in a month?
Yeah.
Are we on the line?
one thing we say goes viral, and if he doesn't like that one thing, then what happens? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So these just things that are, do we go on a list?
A list. I'm probably already on somebody's list. So,
I probably am too.
We can go for it.
Mm-hmm.
We can add another.
Yep. So what are some crazy things that you've come across?
Well, the one I wanted to try to see if this lighting improves. No, it's actually not improving at all. I'm blue sometimes, though.
I'm blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like some art.
Yep.
Okay. One thing that I had brought up last week, I know, and I think when I brought it up, I had just said, like, I bet that's what he's going to try to do. He had a take on Palestine and what we should do with the Gaza Strip. I think I mentioned that. He was just like, we should clear it all out. Said half to Jordan, half to Egypt, clear it out.
Yep.
Well, I was right on what I had said last week. Have you heard? Because he has since added to his whole concept. He just came out last night in a press conference, I believe. Or I don't know if it'd be a press conference, but it was an announcement, a joint news conference with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, BB. That's what I call him a lot, BB. And yeah, he literally said, I think we can make this the Middle Eastern Riviera. It's just what I said. He's wanting to take that land and turn it into commercial properties and develop it out into Trump Strip. I don't know what he'd want it to be. I'm sure, like I said last week, something
Trump
with his
eyes.
Name in gold.
Trump eyes.
Yeah. He wants to, you know, make some money off of it. Him and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, probably. They didn't say that. Again, I'm insinuating, but it seems like
it's so obvious
what this man is doing. Yeah.
It's so obvious.
Yeah, so that's a concern. I mean, it's frightening to even think about it. It's crazy that a U.S. president would come out and say something like that, especially when we all know how much he would gain from a business deal like that. And I just hope that the rest of the world is going to be able to stop us, like that they're not going to allow that. You know, this is when I hope other countries are going to be like, hey, slow your roll. Like, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's outrage. I can tell you that. There's definite outrage about this happening.
Yeah. Rightfully so. There should be.
Yeah. He's like, how can you talk about pro-life and be okay with this?
Yeah. When let's, yeah.
Two sides of your mouth he's talking out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, it's supposed to be, if anything, they're fighting over it because what they both think they have a right to it as far as Holy Land. How is it developing it and turning it into the Middle Eastern Riviera going to have anything to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's disturbing.
But MAGA will be like, yeah, he's so right.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago.
I've seen that. I'm not even lying. I've seen that. I've seen people say, awesome, turn it into that. Yeah.
Because you're ever going to get invited? You're never going to get invited, just so you know.
You're not in the elite.
No.
Guest list.
Sorry, you're not
at all.
Yeah, so that's one of the big ones that I was like, this asshole. Like, that's all I can say. Yeah. What's something you've heard lately? Have you got anything big?
Well, I have a little good news. You know how Target was rolling back DEI?
Yes.
And it did not go well for them in the few days or the weeks that they decided to do this. And people were, you know, protesting and all over the place. Like, don't shop at Target.
Right. I mean, I agreed. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Well,
I mean,
a news article has come out that said the shareholders are suing Target.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they did not know that this was coming and it has affected their wallet.
Awesome. That's about the only thing that people care about.
Yeah. So I think they're bringing it back. They are bringing DEI back. And people are still saying, don't care. Oh, now you want to bring it back?
Yeah. That one really disappointed me. I thought Target might have a little more class than that.
Yep.
You know, I was going through all those DEI, who was doing what. And I mean, they were really rolling back some good stuff that was happening. And it was really disappointing to see.
But Kroger has it, so I was like, cool, that's where I shop.
Yeah.
I, you know, for groceries, like Target is a little bit more pricey for grocery stuff, but
yeah, Can't go to the Target anymore. I know Walmart is very much into it. So I'm like, what am I going to do now? Where do I go and get shampoo if I can't go to Target or Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Pro-Trump Arab American group changes its name after the president's Gaza Riviera comments.
Yes.
I mean, how could you be an Arab American group for Trump in the first place? But okay. Like.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Proud Boys. And what happened with them?
What happened with those idiots? I can't wait to hear what's happening with them.
Well, they had vandalized a church, a black church. And the black church bought the name Proud Boys. So now, or something like that. Or there was a lawsuit and they had to give up something. I forget, something to that effect. I'm sure you can pull it up, but it was... and now they're not allowed to use it. They have to ask that church
that
for permission.
That is hilarious.
They don't own their name.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love that. I was like, don't you love when karma strikes back? I love it. I love it.
That is awesome.
And you know how the tariffs for China, what is it, 10% tariffs? Well, TikTok is partly, not totally, but partly owned by China. And ByteDance was looking to make a deal. And Trump recently said he wanted to create a sovereign wealth fund for America a couple days ago. And he wants to use that to buy 50% of TikTok. Yeah. I know. But the Chinese have come up and said, you know what? You just threw a tariff on us. We're going to let the American TikTok die. That was today. So I don't know what's going to happen by the time this airs, but he's like,
so
unless you want to change your mind.
It's back to dying again.
Yeah.
Unless Trump rolls back on the tariff stance with China.
He's not going to do that for TikTok.
No. I mean, he used to call for TikTok to be banned also himself. So it's kind of another one of his about face things that he's even acting like he wants to keep it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah. Interesting.
Pen's not working.
But yeah, I like that Arab Americans for Trump. Arab Americans for Trump have changed their name to Arab Americans for Peace.
Aw.
I know.
There's some
I don't
good.
Know why they ever thought they were for Trump in general, but hey, it's not the first group that we've heard that's already been like, what were we thinking? Let's go backtrack on that.
See,
I bet there's going to be a lot throughout this 4 years of groups that are like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. There is a trend, a hashtag, leaving MAGA that's circulating.
That's a fun trend.
I think it's fun too, but I don't know if I believe that it's that big. I think they're making it bigger than it is. Because everybody I hear is fine. Has no issue. At least online. Online they have no issue.
I just found their website. That's fun. Leavingmaga.org. It's founded.
You did.
Founded in 2024 to be a community and safe space for those who have left the movement or have doubts and remorse about staying in MAGA, but are afraid to leave. How are you afraid to leave? What?
It can get a little dicey
in there. Is it like a
gang?
Like, once you get jumped in, you're in it for life?
Yeah, a cult. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's interesting. I think it's going to have more members as we definitely go through, like you were saying.
Yeah, form a MAGA leader, starts leaving MAGA to help others escape. So it was... Okay, founded by someone who's really left the cult.
Yep.
That is MAGA.
Yep. It's really scary, just in general. I still get confused, but I know we were talking about Fox and I jumped off of that topic for a second, but I did want to say, I've been watching Fox, the bad one. Just because I want to understand what they're being told versus what I'm being told and why we think so differently. And I understand it now. We're out there, not me specifically, but other people are out there protesting and saying, Jasmine Crockett was just out there. I don't know if you know who she is, but if you listen to her speech 2 days ago, maybe it was yesterday, it is so good and so powerful. I actually teared up. I was like, this is what we needed. We needed to hear somebody saying, fuck you, because they're so like demure and classy and they're not really fighting the way that we should be at this point. Like, yeah. Gloves should be off at this point. And so I was watching Fox and they're not showing her. They're showing other people with like dumb moments, you know, like they showed the DNC when they were trying to elect their person. They're showing one person singing and then they showed them doing like the electric slide or whatever. I'm like, that's not what's happening. That is not what's happening. Like, it's just any opportunity. And it's like the people that you're just like, seriously, that's who you picked to show. It's not a good representative of who we are and what we're doing out here at all. Yeah. So,
I mean, normal people don't make good news, I guess.
That's true. But yeah, they think it's good that Elon has the purse strings and he's not willing. Yeah. They think it's good. They think
that
it's good.
That is so scary. Why does a civilian have access to that much? It just blows my mind.
I don't know, but I know being in AR in accounting that it is so. We don't even save credit card information. Like, the last four digits is what gets emailed because it is so critical to not share others' information. Mm-hmm. You know, payroll, all these different areas where they have classified information. Not everybody in the company can see everybody's information. It's a few select people that are within that HR group.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we have to do that on a micro scale, it's not rocket science to know that he should not be allowed to have my social and yours.
I mean, I think I'm too boring for him, but yeah.
You would be surprised, Phoebe.
That's true.
You would be surprised. And yeah, so it's just unsettling to say
the least. It's very unsettling. Especially when, I mean, I know Elon's already like, I'm going to pull the plug on this one. He doesn't even know what the fuck he's pulling the plug on. He doesn't even know what these places do.
Something happened today. Republicans block Elon Musk from congressional subpoena as Doge scrutinizes NOAA.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Yeah. Oh, Doge now has access to their IT systems.
Yeah.
And reviewing their DEI program.
Yeah. Yep.
Why are these their fucking priorities? This shit is mind-blowing. It makes so little sense.
They released on Fox all these crazy things.
I saw, like, going to sex changes and
yes,
that.
I'm like, is this true? Like, is this true? Because that's a problem.
I mean, if it's true, it is a problem, but...
But it validates what he's doing.
I mean, you know, a broken clock is right two times a day. So,
It's
all this sweeping stuff they're doing. They might get something right, but I still don't think anything that Elon's ending up is going to go right. Disaster relief is one of its longest standing missions. Most visible function is the provision of disaster assistance for foreign nations. In 2023, the countries to receive the most funding were Ukraine, Ethiopia, Jordan, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Afghanistan, Nigeria, South Sudan, and Syria. It operates the world's largest single donor of international food assistance. I'm not hearing anything bad yet.
I heard like a play, $70,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard that. This article's not saying anything about it. I have to keep digging for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's like, who knows if that's real or if it's hyperbole or she just saw it somewhere but didn't actually fact check it. I mean, because Trump's, you know, press secretaries aren't known for really being super knowledgeable and super truthful. It says they're putting nearly all staff on leave and stopping all overseas missions. So, I mean, the countries that they were in, they definitely need help and relief. So it's things are going to get a lot harder for a lot of people in the world because of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I want to try to make this a 30-minute episode, okay?
Okay.
Because then we can do more if we do that.
Okay.
So I want you to be able to throw in anything you want to right now that you think is prevalent, because I'm going to end on this last one. I have an end on purpose.
Ooh, an end on purpose.
Ooh. It's a teaser.
So you're asking me, what do I want to end on? I'm more curious now what you got. I want to end on what you have. I got nothing.
Okay. Oh, as usual, Phoebe. the Super Bowl is Sunday. You know what I'm going to say now, don't you?
Maybe.
I think you do. It's Eagles and Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
And now my dog's barking.
It's not mine.
Yeah. So, okay, first, before we get into what I'm going to say, we already know who you're picking.
Yes. Chiefs. Yes, Chiefs.
Yes, Phoebe's from Kansas City, in case anybody didn't know that. I'm from, I have Dallas right here in my background. I don't even know why. They're annoying. Hold on one sec.
Okay. Oh, I know what I could say while you're gone and I'm here by myself. Dallas Mavericks, what are y'all doing? Why did we just trade away one of the greatest NBA players in history?
Okay, sorry.
Definitely right now, for Anthony Davis. Older, slower.
What the fuck? I went and I looked. I didn't even see anybody at the door.
Okay.
Okay, so you're picking KC.
I'm picking KC.
Yes, and Trump is supposedly going to be there because he's got all this time, you know.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl, the NFL, was going to put anti-racism things in the end zone, from what I understand, and they are taking it up. They're not putting it out because of the DEI. Yeah.
And it's going to upset our president?
No. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So protesting has now become a thing for the
Super Bowl. It's definitely a thing in general right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My sister is back activated too, so I will be keeping you posted on what I hear.
Yes,
she
please.
Gets very active. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely want to know. But,
That's too bad.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I'm deeply upset by it.
Yeah. It's almost like people feel pressured to be fucking racist even if they don't want to be now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so a lot of people are like going to the NFL website and really kind of throwing their opinions out there saying, this isn't okay. This is not okay.
Right. At all.
Yeah. So just to lighten up the mood, figured I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So feel free for the people that listen to go check it out, to verify that and make your own decision. But yeah, I hate the Eagles. That's what I'm going to end on.
I hate the NFL anyway.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Oh, like they're horrible. That's a horrible organization. And then they're nonprofit bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.
Eagles or NFL?
The NFL in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't
like
the organization as a whole. So.
Yeah, well, a lot of people think it's rigged. And then.
Hater.
Hater. But also, here's a weird thing. Okay. The Eagles represent
America.
Like and the Chiefs represent
Native America.
And. Commander in chief, the president.
Now we're reaching. It does not represent.
I'm just saying, if we had to make a battle, you know what I mean? I'd rather it be. No, I don't want to. But anyways, America and the president. So it's everybody's like, oh, the Eagles have to win.
I was going to say, we're not calling the Chiefs part of Trump being commander. Absolutely not, Christy.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're not giving you that one.
All right, we'll say Native Americans.
Native Americans.
Fighting.
And they're going to absolutely stomp. And have you heard about all of the dead Eagles turning up lately?
No.
You're saying it might be a metaphor for Trump's presidency. I don't know.
Here we are starting all sorts of conspiracy theories.
I mean,
what?
It's not funny at all, but I've just been seeing that they've been finding bald eagles like dead. I don't know.
I have not heard that. Oh my God. Where?
We'll have to look into it more. In the U.S.
That is not good.
No, it's not.
That is like a really bad sign. They're going to like listen to us and go, what the hell are these people talking about? What are they talking about? You know, we don't even know if that helps put it out there. We don't even know.
I mean, we just get it from the same sources you do. Who fucking knows what's true? It's probably AI generated.
Do we even have to fact check anymore? I mean, the president doesn't.
I know. Are you going to believe me or your lying ass eyes?
That's exactly it. I figured we'd end on a high note.
Do you want to share any words of parting?